Hi, and welcome to a new installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Mike Gilliland, Product Marketing Manager at SAS, about his new book, The Business Forecasting Deal, exposing the myths, eliminating bad practices, providing practical solutions. For more information about Mike or his book following this interview, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for taking the time to meet with me today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Well, there's been a lot of early buzz about your upcoming book, including from several industry professionals, such as Mary Cote, who's a senior e-business consultant for Deltaware Systems. And she had this to say about the business forecasting deal. It's insightful, entertaining, and a must for all planning professionals. Mike Gilliland is able to take complex concepts and theories and describe them for all to understand. Now, I want you to, we're going to take a little bit of a different track here. Start out by telling us a little bit about yourself.
What do you think? My training is in philosophy and applied math. I didn't have any business or forecasting courses in college, which may have turned out to be something of an advantage, as it allowed me to approach the business forecasting problem without having already learned how it is supposed to be solved. My first job out of grad school was as an operations research analyst at Oscar Mayer Foods. This was in 1985. This was my first exposure to SAS, and I got to work on forecasting for Oscar's great-grandson, Hal Mayer. After some success modeling for the foot-long hot dog, my role eventually evolved into a full-time forecasting position, where I got to write SAS code all day long and build forecasting and planning and reporting systems, and it was great. In 1996, then, I left the stability of this process meets business and held forecasting management positions at iOmega during the heyday of the Zip Drive, and then at Sara Lee Intimate Apparel during the heyday of the Wonder Bra. In between, I also did 4 years of forecasting consulting, working at companies implementing SAS competitors, i2 and Manugistics, and during that time, always feeling that I could write better forecasting systems myself in SAS. So after being a longtime fan, I finally joined SAS in 2004 and have been in my current position in product marketing since the end of 2005.
Why did you write this book?
Well, I originally started writing the book in early 2004 during a mid-career test retirement just prior to joining SAS. Once I started here, the project had to be put on hold while learning the ropes of the new job. But with the encouragement from my then boss, Ann Milley, I finally felt ready to take it on again in 2009. Now, I'm not an overly religious person, and unfortunately, I haven't been blessed with particularly high ethical values either, but I have always felt a strong sense of disgust and moral outrage with waste of any sort. It just seemed unethical to me and highly irresponsible by management to allow resources to be spent on business processes that are ineffective or even make things worse. Forecasting is a prime example of this, of process waste. Where the things we do, from our systems and statistical models to our manual adjustments or collaborative efforts and our executive forecast approval steps, fail to make the forecast any better, and they often just make it worse. Now, people tend to not enjoy doing forecasting, so there's high turnover. And we see new people coming in and making the same mistakes the rest of us have been making for 20 or 30 years. The book is addressed to both the practicing forecasters and the organizational management that relies on forecasting, so they understand the capabilities and limits of forecasting and have a better understanding of what is realistic to expect forecasts to deliver. I want to help organizations help save organizations a lot of time and money and not squander resources pursuing the unachievable, the perfect forecast. I've enjoyed talking about these topics at forecasting conferences and writing articles and white papers, and finally felt I had enough content to pull it all together into a book. Also, SAS Publishing makes the process very easy and as painless as possible.
Well, thank you. In your book, you offer a lot of examples of worst practices of forecasting. I'm wondering if you can share a few of those with us.
Sure. There are definitely lots of them, two full chapters in the book. A couple of my favorites are unrealistic expectations for forecast accuracy and inappropriate forecasting performance targets. For example, if your job every morning is to forecast heads or tails in the tossing of a fair coin, then over the long haul, you're going to be right about 50% of the time. Your boss may want you to achieve 60% accuracy, and you may be threatened with termination if you fail to achieve it, but you can't. By the nature of the behavior, the tossing of a fair coin, 60% accuracy is not achievable over the long haul. Real-life demand patterns are not so different from this. Another favorite worst practice is the use of industry benchmarks to set forecasting performance targets. Companies often look at surveys to see who is best in class at forecast accuracy and use that number to set their own accuracy targets. The flaw with this approach is that it doesn't take into consideration the forecastability of the behavior being forecast. If your company sells long-running products with stable patterns, then we should be able to forecast them pretty accurately. If your company has lots of new products, short product life cycles, lots of promotional activity, and other things that drive erratic demand behavior, then you cannot expect to be able to forecast that very accurately at all. When a company appears at the top of the forecast accuracy list, it's probably because they have the easiest to forecast demand. It's no assurance that they have the most admirable forecasting process.
Well, how does the forecast value added, which you refer to as FVA, analysis work?
Well, FVA analysis is a tool in the lean approach to forecasting and supply chain management. Its purpose is to identify the waste and inefficiency in an organization's forecasting process to help the organization get better forecasts with less effort. In conducting FVA analysis, we track the performance of every step and every participant in the forecasting process. We ask the question, did that step or participant add value by making the forecast better? We also compare all activities to what could be achieved by a naive model that is something simple and no cost, such as just using a moving average to forecast. The basic idea is, if you can't forecast any better than a naive forecast, then why bother? The book provides step-by-step details for gathering the data and conducting the analysis to identify those non-value-adding activities. Then it is up to an organization's management to either improve those process steps or eliminate them. I like to remind organizations that if they haven't measured FVA and determined that they are forecasting better than a naive model, then maybe they aren't. When they gather the data and conduct the analysis, many organizations are surprised to find that they're just making the forecast worse.
Well, you've touched on this a little bit already, but I'm wondering if you can tell us what you hope readers will take away from your work.
That the book is not going to make them the best forecaster they can be. There are lots of good books available that will help them with that, to squeeze out every last percentage point of accuracy possible. I have a much more modest intention than that. My book is to help them avoid being the worst forecaster they can be.
Well, tell us a little bit about your blog.
The Business Forecasting Deal, which is at blogs.sas.com/forecasting, is really the most fun part of my job. It's sort of like an adult playpen, only without the diapers and shiny objects. The BFD is a chance for me to tell some jokes, pick some fights, and provide consumer protection for the practicing forecaster. Its mission is to take a critical look at the practice of business forecasting. I want to expose the hype and overpromising, the snake oil and the shoddy practices that get passed around. I want to provide more positive and educational content and practical solutions, and also bring in guest bloggers from SaaS or outside to add their perspectives and expertise. When it gets down to it, forecasting is difficult and thankless. We often cannot do it as well as we would like. My role through the book and through the blog is to help everyone be able to forecast as good as anyone can reasonably expect, and to do this efficiently without wasting time and money or other organizational resources.
In closing, Mike, I just want to mention that I'm a big fan of the cover of your book, and I believe there's a story behind that. Would you care to share that with our listeners?
I had an artist in mind, Jessica Cruz, who was a fan of her work, and had contacted her and asked her if she could put together some of my thoughts on images for the cover. It's kind of a circus theme, kind of a snake oil salesman or circus sideshow barker kind of a theme that really reflects my view of a lot of the practitioners or a lot of the vendors, I guess, in forecasting. And I wanted to set the stage, let people understand this is not the typical business forecasting book. This is not going to teach you the models, the statistics, and so on to really squeeze out that last bit of accuracy, but it's going to help you become cognizant and aware and able to deal with these kind of shady characters you sometimes have to deal with in business forecasting.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for sitting down with me today.
Thank you, Shelley.
We've been talking with Mike Gilliland, author of The Business Forecasting Deal, Exposing the Myths, Eliminating Bad Practices, Providing Practical Solutions. This podcast is part of The Cover Story, SaaS Publishing's podcast series. For more information, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore or email us at saaspress@saas.com.